You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Oakland Unified School District is experiencing a crisis. In fact, it's experiencing a few. Members of the teachers union just voted to authorize a strike, and the school board recently voted to close the first of what it expects will be a number of schools to keep costs down. KELW's education reporter Lee Romney has been following those stories. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
So let's start with the strike. What's going on with OUSD teachers?
Well, this is a story that really does keep developing. And on February 4th, the teachers union, that's the Oakland Education Association, announced results of a vote, and it turns out 95% of their members authorized a strike. Mm-hmm. So they want more pay. They're asking for 12% raise over 3 years, but the district has countered with 5% over 5 years. But it's not just about pay. They're also asking for a lot of the same things that LA Unified teachers were demanding when they walked out last month. So here's Keith Brown. I'm going to play you a clip. He's president of the Oakland Teachers Union.
This powerful vote is a mandate for smaller class size, more student support, a living wage, and it is a mandate to keep our neighborhood schools open and do not shut down our schools.
So it sounds like the union and the district are really far apart. Does this vote mean they're definitely going to strike?
Not yet. It does show that they're serious, though. Brown said the turnout was 3 times higher than it was for the union's last strike vote back in 2015. But you're right that they're at an impasse. They've been negotiating with the district, and it hasn't really been getting them anywhere. So the way union stuff works, a neutral fact-finding report about where things stand, that's going to be released on February 15th. And after that, the union can legally call for a strike.
Okay, so what are students and parents saying about all of this?
Well, there's actually been a ton of support from the community and kids, from parents and kids. Teachers have had 2 unauthorized sick outs where they walked out of school to rally and march, and a lot of students joined them, including my stepdaughter, full disclosure. Mm-hmm. At one march, a teacher wore his Starbucks apron to make the point that teachers are having to work second jobs because they're stretched so thin. So students have also planned their own sick out where they're going to walk out of class without the teachers. And they've talked about how their schools don't have enough supplies and how teacher turnover and teacher stress is impacting their education. Mm-hmm. And union members have also made it clear that they're ready to fight this out. Here's one elementary school teacher, Chaz Garcia, speaking to KPIX.
I don't think that they are prepared for what's to come. I think that while they want the best for students, they don't realize that the teachers and the educators in this district are ready to lay it all on the line to fight for what our students deserve.
Okay, Lee, so more pay, smaller class size, more support for students. But the union president also said, keep our neighborhood schools open. Why?
Well, the district has a plan to consolidate schools, and that will mean closing as many as 2 dozen schools over the next 5 years. But the district says it's not yet clear that the numbers are going to be that high.
Why are they proposing closing schools?
Well, enrollment has been declining for years, and in part because a lot of families have moved their kids to public charter schools. Mm-hmm. And state funding is tied to enrollment, so that means there's less money coming in. And it also means the district is paying overhead to keep all these schools running and open when a bunch of them are under-enrolled.
By how much?
By a lot, it turns out. An Alameda County civil grand jury report last summer said the district was operating nearly double the number of schools than is justified by enrollment.
Mm. So it's hard. School closures are emotional.
For sure. Last month, the board voted to shut down Roots International Academy. That's an East Oakland middle school that serves a ton of African-American and Latino students. A huge group of students shut down the board meeting, and they held this restorative justice circle with teachers and staff and community leaders. It was pretty wild. Mm-hmm. And so here's one student talking about how much Roots has helped him after really tough times in elementary school, where he says he was bullied at first and then became a bully.
My real dad was never there, so he left me. My mom, she worked every day. I got home and I didn't have no one to talk to, right? And I moved on to 6th grade into Roots. And the community there was so strong that they saw that I was hurt. And then all the teachers They helped me. It's not fair how they're trying to close it.
That's some powerful testimony there. So why this school? Why Roots?
Well, the district says because academic test scores there are low. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to expand an unrelated higher performing school that's located at the same site, Coliseum College Prep Academy. But there aren't enough slots there for the Roots kids, so they're going to have to spread out.
Okay, so what does the district say?
Well, on the closures, their big picture plan is to ensure that there's an academically high-performing school in every neighborhood. Hmm. So that's what they're going for. But they say the pain is going to be spread across the city. So the district's already proposed to move all students from one Claremont Hills Elementary School to a school down in the Flats. Mm-hmm. That's not going over so great. And on the possible strike, the superintendent, Kyla Johnson-Trammell, says the district wants to pay teachers more. They value teachers. And she's advocating for more state funding to help do that. But the reality is she walked into a big budget crisis when she started in mid-2017. Mm-hmm. Next year's estimated deficit had been pegged at $30 million. Johnson-Trammell recently said in a letter to the community that that's down to a little over half that now. So they are chipping away at this, but in all kinds of unpopular ways.
Okay, thanks for the update, Lee.
Thank you.
Lee Romney is KLW's education reporter. If you've got a story for her, reach her at education@klw.org.